Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. And I wanted to do another Victor dog food spot to help try to help some dogs here a little bit to start this hour off, because we got a pair, a cute pair at the Dallas SPCA. Wherever you guys are in the country, love for you to help the rescue organizations there. But this is for the ones in North Texas. We've got two dogs that are best buddies, and they need to be adopted. And they're here in the Dallas SPCA, Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center. Bella Maria, which is a big guy. He's a 76-pound, two-year-old German Shepherd. Brindle color, really pretty, very distinctive-looking character. And his little buddy is Roxy. Roxy's two-year-old female terrier, weighing about 18 pounds, and they're big buddies and looking for a new home. Their family moved, and for whatever reason, couldn't take them with them. We've got some other dogs that still need help there, Chewy, Zoe, and Sparks. And so take a look at all those dogs on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Just click on the SPCA button, and you'll see them. And I think that'll be a great decision for you. I can tell by looking at those two characters. Brought to you by the Victor line of dog foods and cat food. It's victordogfood.com where you go to get more information about those products, and they are terrific. That's what Carmen and Tater get every day. And when we feed our dogs twice a day now, and when they I feed them in the morning, and Judy usually feeds them somewhere around 5 o'clock, and when we're gone from there, or one of us is there, I'm there and she's not there yet, they start coming around. They've got that clock in their head to come around, kind of nosing at your legs. Fun to have them. Let's see. Let's get back to the phones. We've got a lot of people holding. If you want to jump on here when you hear somebody hang up, it's 866-444-3478. There was a question that came up on the Nobody's called in about it today, but several people have been talking about it on the internet, and Bob Webster brought it up on his show with me Saturday, so I wanted to bring it up, and I forgot to the first 2 hours, and that is plants that are having some kind of bleeding from them, and there's several different things that are happening. If you have a clear dripping under crepe myrtles or whatever kind of tree it is, a lot of times it can be the honeydew, the waste from aphids in the tree. And so if you see that that's the case, the aphids are kind of cosmetic. They usually hit a plant that's in stress, either temporary stress or something worse. You can spray and kill the aphids with soapy water, with the essential oil products, or any of those kinds of things. But if you don't change what brought the stress on in the first place, they will probably come back. What can bring the stress on is too much watering, not enough watering, wrong kind of fertilizer, too much fertilizer. The most common thing I run into, especially with crepe myrtles, is the plants are too deep in the ground. And so solving that problem will help with that. Other moisture from the foliage, one is called guttation, and that's where a pressure will just be such that you'll have these clear water droplets on the edges of the leaves. I see this most commonly inside and on interior plants, and it's nothing to worry about at all. It's just the plant balancing out the water. Gummosis is along the same lines. You see it on fruit trees a lot. Peaches and plums will be pushing out a sap and bleeding a little bit. That's a pressure that's a result of some imbalance, some stress in the plant. Nothing really to worry about other than just try to get the soil and the plant in a little bit healthier condition. You won't see that as much. the one that is the most common in American elms and bigger trees of various kinds is a bleeding, and it'll sometimes have a funny smell associated with it. It's called slime flux. It can be related to a bacterial disease. It's not doesn't necessarily mean your tree is real sick or in deep trouble, but it is something that can be an indication of some stress as well. Some trees just have it a lot. American elm is one that does. Do the sick tree treatment and keep the plants as healthy as they can be kept, and you won't have any more of that problem or any of the others that I mentioned than as necessary for the plant. I mean, the plant will sometimes just do it and be in perfectly healthy condition. If you have a whole lot of those bleeding issues, look at the base of the plant, get the soil off of the root flare, do the sick tree treatment, and you'll see those symptoms go downhill. But none of them are really indications that the plant's real sick and about to die. Larry in Cedar Hill is next up. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well. What's going on?
Got a few questions. On my tomato plants, on the bottom, they're turning brown or yellowish-looking color. What's causing that?
Well, it's a common problem. It's a fungal disease. It's called early blight, even though it's getting kind of late and now in the season. Everybody gets it to some degree, or everybody's plants do. Depends on how organic you are, how healthy the soil is, how healthy the plants are. It starts on the lower foliage, like you say, and moves up. What we have found counteracts it once it even has started going, as well as anything, is the plant wash or bio wash product. It's a fancy fatty acid soap product. And mixing it with water and spraying it does a great job. The other thing that'll help to counteract that, and it's better to do it when you plant the plant, so make a note of it to do it for the next crop that you do, whether it's a fall planting this year or next year's spring crop. Put cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, in the bed preparation around the plants when they're planted. You can.
Okay.
You can spray the cornmeal juice, and that helps some also. You can mix hydrogen peroxide in with your Garrett juice spray when you do foliar feeding, and that works on early blight quite well.
Hydrogen peroxide, should I put in the Garrett juice?
Well, when you make Garrett juice, the formula is...
I'll add the Garrett juice already made in a container, Garrett juice plus.
It's already in the ready-to-spray form?
Yes.
Well, you could go ahead and just add a quart to a gallon of Garrett juice ready-to-spray. It'd be probably a little bit more accurate if the quart of hydrogen peroxide replaced a quart of water in the formula. But if you've already got it made, just add a quart of hydrogen peroxide, the 3% stuff right out of the grocery store, to the gallon of ready-to-spray stuff, and it'll knock out early blight very well.
Okay. Another question I have some house plants. I got a plant I've had about 37 years.
Mm-hmm.
It just grows and grows, and I keep separating it and giving it to people. Got it as a wedding present. I just separated it today, and the question I have is I cut off some of the stems, I stuck them in some water. Should I let them sit in the water and root, or should I put them right in soil?
It's better to go in soil because a plant will actually form a different kind of root in water than it does in soil. So even if it roots in water and then you move it over to soil later, which you will want to do, it's got to form roots all over again. What exactly is the plant? What kind of plant is it?
I don't know. I got it 30-some years ago as a wedding present, and we've had it. We treasured it. It grows like crazy. It's kind of long leaves, thick.
Okay, maybe a Dracaena of some kind. Whatever it is, it sounds like you're doing great, but if you want the best advice to propagate it in soil, not in water.
Okay, do I need to treat the stems with anything, or should I put them in Garrett juice or do something to it prior to planting it?
No, not really. Just put it in the soil. If you put some saliva, your own saliva, believe it or not, on the cut, that's a rooting hormone that works as well as anything.
Okay, well, I'll try that. Last question. I don't know what kind of oak tree I have. It was planted when we built the house 30-some years ago in the front. It looks real green and bushy. But I'm noticing in the interior, I'm having live branches. But off the live branches, I'm having dead branches.
All inside the tree?
Right.
Okay, that's just shading out. That's not a problem. If your tip growth was dying, I'd be worried. That means that you've got something going wrong with the root system or the soil or something. But if you have interior limbs dying, that's just totally natural. It's the shading out, and that's what's doing it. I appreciate your call. I got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back with you right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back. You know, I was doing a little quick searching for the bird I mentioned last hour that we've had come into the bird baths and the feeders, the bird feeders. And I kind of lean toward it being a kestrel. American kestrel looks a lot like that. And somebody just sent me an email saying it was probably a Cooper's hawk. And I pulled up photographs of it, and I'm pretty sure that's right. I think they give me a good tip there. That real long tail is one of the giveaways. Beautiful, beautiful bird. But they are very similar. The kestrel and the Cooper's hawk look pretty similar. Somebody else sent in a tip by email that, for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in Bedford, Texas, the Health Hut is a place that has 35% hydrogen peroxide. Now, the only problem is they've only got 32 ounces, so the price point may not be good for treatment of mustard algae in a swimming pool. You need, you know, three or four gallon containers to have enough to do the good work that it does on that mustard algae. But at least that's one tip for people to get some concentrated hydrogen peroxide there. Let's go to Alito and talk to Diane next. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I have three questions about crepe myrtles.
All right.
First of all, about 10 years ago, we did new construction. We did flower beds, and my husband did all organic and followed all your recommendations. And our flower beds are just gigantic.
Okay.
The question about the crepe myrtles, I'll start with the one in the back. I actually found the tag, and it said that it was supposed to be a weeping shrub, and it was like 4 feet tall. It is about 12 feet tall. So I got tired of it being so large and just trimmed it up into a tree.
Okay.
Okay. Then the ones in the front are, they're not weeping, but they also are supposed to be shrubs. And the one spike on the one in front of my kitchen window is probably about 7 feet tall.
Okay.
and I'm tired of fighting them. I cut them in half, and then they just grow back up to where they're supposed to be and bloom.
Yeah. And, well, here's the deal on dwarf crepe myrtles or crepe myrtles that are supposed to be smaller. They get to 12 to 14 feet tall. See, a regular crepe myrtle will get 40 feet tall. And so these, when you're trying to buy a dwarf one, you need to buy the super dwarf ones. And how you make sure you find that, I don't know. The tags, the labels on the plants ought to give you that information. But if the genetics are in the plant for it to grow to 15, 12, 15 feet tall, it's going to do that. You can continue to cut it back, but it's going to continue to grow bigger than you want, so you're just going to change plants.
So that's what they consider a shrub is 12 to 15 feet?
The dwarf ones, some of them can get that big, yeah.
Wow.
Now, they could have mislabeled it. The ones that are dwarf are supposed to be more bushy and more lateral growing and not growing so vertically. It sounds like yours grow vertically pretty fast.
Well, that's what it's doing. I decided the one on the end of the porch that I would just trim it up into a tree.
Yeah.
Because that looks nice. But the one in front of my kitchen window, I'm not sure what to do because now it's blocking everything at the height it is now. So that was one of my questions. Well, how tall, if I let it go to a tree, how tall would it get? And then maybe just take it out. I don't know.
Well, if you'll look in my plant books, especially some of the older ones, I have some dwarf crepe myrtle shots in there that aren't growing over 4 feet high. So there are dwarf crepe myrtle that stay very, very low. But those are the super dwarf ones. And then the ones that are just regular dwarf ones still get to be, you know, ornamental trees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And are those, well, this is kind of a stupid question. It's a trick question. Are they drought tolerant?
Yeah, pretty much. They really are. They come from Asia. It's not a native plant to this country. But the area of Asia where crepe myrtles and some of the other plants that we use, even Japanese, some of the Japanese maples and other things, the weather conditions and the soil are very similar to what we deal with here in a lot of the U.S. where we grow those plants. So even though crepe myrtle is an Asian plant, it behaves itself here like a native plant. It really does.
Well, the reason I ask, our neighbor, it's been an abandoned house across the way up there, and their crepe myrtle, of course, we did have a lot of rain. It is beautiful. Again, no one has watered that thing in years that I know of.
Yeah, they adapt to pretty rough conditions. They really do.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll decide what to do with the one in my front of my window.
Okay. Enjoy what you got. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
It's Randy's turn in Justine, Texas. What's going on, Randy?
Not much. You doing okay this morning?
I'm doing fine.
I've got a pretty large oak tree in the backyard.
Okay.
And there's some type of insect that will collect on the leaves by the hundreds, if not thousands. You walk underneath that and you will swear that you've walked into a swarm of honeybees. They're probably about 3/8 of an inch long. And like I say, they just cover the leaves on the lower branches. Any idea what that might be?
And these are flying insects.
Yeah, and it gives the buzz like a swarm of honeybees, but I've never been bitten by them, but it'll startle you.
Okay, let me talk to you off the air. There, we got to take a break. I'll get a little more information from you and pass it on to everybody. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We were talking off the air about the insect problem, something that looks a little bit like a wasp, very heavy on the top of leaves and buzzing around. He's going to try to get a photograph and send it to us, and that's something that any of you can do. If you have a plant problem, disease, insect, whatever, a photograph, make sure the photograph is as clear as possible. I got one this past week from somebody that's so fuzzy I can't really make it out. It looks like it may be mealybugs, white insects, and if it is, that's a dead giveaway if you have them, that the plant is in stress. A lot of times I've seen it happen. Malcolm Beck and I used to do some touring around, and we'd see trees on farms that were in real trouble with mealybugs all over them, and the owners would finally tell us in those situations that they had used to use herbicides, pre-emergent herbicides and things around those trees. And when they stopped, those insect problems went away. You can kill them. You can kill the mealybugs with what's called the mound drench. Basically, it's the Garrett juice mixture that you add 2 ounces of orange oil to, or some kind of a essential oil, but orange oil added to it works as well as anything on the mealybugs. It was the first insect control we ever did with that mixture, and it really, really works very well. But any insect, and we're, like I did a newsletter about some time ago, we're seeing some interesting disease and insect situations this year that are a result of the crazy weather that we had, the huge amount of rain, and now the real hot weather. It's been the way the heat feels, it just feels different this year, and we're seeing a lot of strange things. So if you have something that you're scratching your head about, send it to us, and if we can, we'll figure it out and answer what it is and what you ought to do about it. Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And if it's a tree or a plant problem, always get close-ups of the foliage and overall shots as well, and always a shot of the base of the plant so I can scold you that you've got the plant too deep in the ground. A lot of times that is the problem. Jeff in Cass, Texas, next up. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I got a mulberry tree. It's a big one. I don't know, 20, 30 foot tall. And it's shedding all its leaves all of a sudden, well, the last couple of weeks, like it's fall. I laid a hose out there a couple of 4 or 5 days ago and just let it soak in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I forgot to turn the water off, so I may have put too much. But it's still, you know, it's still acting like it's fall time, shedding all its leaves.
Well,
branches are still alive, though, because you break them, they don't snap like a
dead. Well, that's
branch.
Very common for trees with big leaves, Jeff. It's a self-preservation move. It just kicks off some leaves because what's happening is even if there's moisture in the ground, it can't pull the moisture up fast enough for how much is transpiring out of the leaves. So what it does is just kicks off leaves. You'll see that happen on sycamores and mulberries and some maple trees, any big leaf tree. I've got a big tulip tree just a block away from my house, and it's doing it very strongly right now as well. It's a cosmetic issue. It's not really showing that it's in deep stress or trouble at all.
Okay, well, that's good. You know, I've been here before. October will be 3 years, and this is the first time it's done this.
Doesn't like this hot weather, like I was just talking about. And when you go through a period of being cooler and a whole lot of rain, and then it gets incredibly hot, I think
that's our difference then. That rain, and all of a sudden, not.
Right, it's more stressful on the plant. Don't worry about it. Soaking it from time to time like you did there is about the only thing you can do. That's fine.
Okay, great. Hey, I appreciate it and love the show.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Let's go to Garland, talk with Jane.
Good morning. I have a purple robe black locust tree.
Oh, they're beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, the blooms are just wonderful, and it's so fragrant. And it was beautiful in the spring. It's been in the ground 3 years, and it was grown from a graft that I ordered off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
When the rain stopped in the spring and it started warming up, it lost all of its leaves. They turned yellow and they all fell off. And the leaves are not coming back. I've started soaking the ground, thinking that perhaps it's too dry out there for it now. And when I scratch one of the branches, it's green underneath the exterior bark. So it's still alive, but what else do I need to do?
Well, Jane, the black locust, the regular black locust that has the white flowers, it has the same problem. It's kind of a weeny plant, to be honest with you, as far as its toughness. Beautiful plants. The white one, the fragrance of the flowers and everything, I think it's a great plant. I've had it in my plant books since the first book I did, you know, Plants of the Metroplex. The purple robe is a hybrid. I don't know if it was a sport originally or where they came up with the beautiful purple flowers, but you still have the same fatal flaw, and that is that it can get some root diseases. It's not as tough as, you know, some of the oaks and elms and maples that we use. All I can suggest to you is make sure the soil's not up on the flare and do the entire sick tree treatment. Do a probing with either a professional pipe probe or a broken golf club, broke your head off of a golf club, probe the soil, throughout the root zone.
Uh-huh.
You can tell from the feel whether it's too wet or too dry. Adjust that as necessary, and hopefully it'll bud back out. Chances are not very good. Once you lose all the foliage, even though you scratch and there's still some green left in the stems, that's not a good sign.
Okay.
So do the sick tree treatment anyway, because here's the deal with the sick tree treatment. Aeration and all the organic amendments put out while the holes are still open improves the soil for whatever you plant next, even if the plant doesn't make it. So you're not going to be wasting your money or your time if you do the sick tree treatment, and you might be able to save the tree.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give it a try.
Let me know.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you.
Bye.
That's a purple robe black locust, and it's a beautiful, the color of the flowers is just incredible. Beautiful, beautiful flowers. David in Arkansas somewhere.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well. Where are you in Arkansas?
Mountain Home.
Mountain Home. Where is that?
North Central, Twin Lakes area. We've got North Fork and Bull Shoals Lakes.
Oh, beautiful part of the country, yeah.
Yeah. So I have just moved on to a 30-acre farm. There was a grove of fruit trees, about 9 peaches, 3-4 apple trees, a couple pears.
Great.
But the peach trees all have this brown fungus on all of the fruit. Every single one mummifies and kind of shrinks up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how long it's had it or if I can do anything to save them. They've been there. The trees have been there for quite some time. They're pretty established.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you can. The trees, you're not going to have any fruit crop this year, but you can long term. And what you need to do is go through there. David, I just got through mentioning it to the last caller. I'll bet you anything that the trees are too deep in the ground.
Their
fruit trees are just dramatically planted too low in the ground, and it's for a bunch of reasons, starting with the way they're grown and the way they're healed in too deep, not at the level that they should be, and then they get planted a little bit too deeply, and then the mulch and the cultivation through the years, just they get deeper and deeper. Well, nothing stresses a tree worse than being too deep in the soil, and that it's especially true for fruit trees. I have seen almost 100% of the orchards and fruit trees in general where people have called me and said they had a problem. I've seen almost 100% of them be too deep in the soil by quite a bit. So what you do is you rake that soil away very, very carefully. You can do it with hand tools. You can do it with stiff brushes. If you get an arborist to come out for you, work for you, they can do it with what's called an air spade. And it is remarkable how quickly, in your case, this next growing season, you'll have good production. Now, the other thing I'd recommend is look at my website and under guides on the home page.
Okay.
The website, we've got the organic fruit and pecan tree program there, and it talks about the whole enchilada, everything that you should do to have an ideal program for your trees. And you're a perfect candidate because you got this great orchard that you bought and healthy, relatively healthy trees. You don't have to do every single thing that I've itemized in the organic fruit and pecan tree program, but the more of it you do, the better.
Better off, yeah.
We start a spray program early in the year when it's in pink bud stage. That means the buds have swelled but have not opened yet. We do our first spraying, not with a toxic pesticide, but with,
yeah,
you know, an organic spray. And then the rest of it is explained. But the single most important thing that you can do, and do it now, is to get the soil off the flare, so the flares, the base of the trees, are exposed to air.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you.
Send me some pictures of it. I'd like to see you place, too, and it would be a good before and after for showing other people.
Okay. Sounds great. I'll do it.
Thanks, David.
I appreciate it. Bye.
It's Sam's turn in Florida. Where are you in Florida, Sam? Ooh, well, I didn't get it. There you go. Sam, where are you there?
Oh, in Middleburg, just southwest of Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, great. Thanks for checking in with us. I've been to Jacksonville, played a little golf in your part of the world.
Yeah, there's plenty of those.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I've got wild cherry trees on my property that I bought about a year ago. And I don't like them.
Okay. Aren't they beautiful in the spring for you?
Yeah. They put out so many seeds that they're just growing everywhere in my lawn and kind of taking over. And I put in a pool and cut one down where the pool area is going, and all the roots, I guess, are they're starting to grow.
Being a little invasive, I understand. Did you have any cherries on the trees?
Tons and tons and tons of them.
Well, there's a lot of people that are jealous out there hearing you talk about cutting these things down.
Yeah, well, in any case, they're kind of growing up everywhere in my backyard. They grow faster than the grass. And I have taken some of the bigger roots, dug up, exposed them, drilled holes in them, and put some killer on it.
Yeah, you're contaminating your whole place there. Let me talk to you off the air a little bit about this. Let's get you straightened out. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back right after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And Gary in Hazlitt is next up. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Howard. Thank you. I had two questions. Original question is, I've got about 4 inches of fine ground mulch around my tomato plants, cucumbers, and there's a lot of wild mushrooms growing. Should I break those up or just leave them there?
What do they look like? Are they toadstools, or are they a mass growing real low to the ground?
Well, they are growing in mass, and they're probably 2.5-3 inches tall. The tops are not a dome shape, they're flat.
Yeah, okay, you got mushroom. I was wondering if you had the slime mold. Now, you got regular mushrooms are growing off of the organic matter in the soil. They're really no problem at all. They're no danger to your plants or anything. If an animal came in and ate a bunch of them, it might be an issue, but they normally won't. If you want to kill them, you can spray them with potassium bicarbonate and water or baking soda or cornmeal water, any of those things. But generally, I don't worry about it. If they get too thick around little seedlings, I'll take a little three-prong cultivating tool or something like that and just scratch around, and that pretty much knocks them out by doing that physical disturbance.
No, they don't bother me. It's fenced off. The animals can't get to it.
No, they're nothing really to worry about. They're just the fruiting body of the fungus that's going on breaking down the organic matter that you've put out there. So it's, you know, it's all a beneficial process.
Very good. Last question is, is there a recommendation for my daughter's interested in planting some blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any, I've looked, and there's just quite a variety. Anything particular for north central Texas?
Well, I've got a real mixed bag of blackberries in my experimental gardens. I've got some of the thorning blackberries, and I've got some of the ones that don't have any thorns, like Navajo and those. They're all doing well. I've even got one blackberry from the Coppell Community Gardens. They were selling some of theirs that they got started there, and they don't even know what it is that they have. It was a hand-me-down plant. And so what I would recommend to you, Gary, the main thing is go to the nurseries and buy two or three different varieties,
okay,
not just have one. And if you get some that are thorning kind, some that are thornless, and if the weather's one direction, it's kind of the same recommendation I make for all fruit trees, really. If the weather goes one way, certain varieties will do better. If it goes another way, other varieties will do better. And blackberries are fun to grow. They're a little bit the thorned ones are well armed, and you got to be careful about that part of it. But once you get them going, they grow like weeds, and you'll have really good production without worrying about a whole lot of insect or disease problems.
Very good. Well, I appreciate it, Howard.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And we, rather than getting a bunch of new calls in here, if you want to try to slip in here real quick, do. If not, I'll just finish up by doing a few things that I wanted to talk to you about. The newsletter is free that we do. We do it on a weekly basis. It's running a little bit late this week. It's going to be about the mulches, the dyed mulches that I started the show with talking about, that I don't recommend anything about them. They're made out of ground up lumber and waste wood products, and they can have a lot of contamination in them. That's not my biggest issue with them, though. My biggest issue with them is that they're all cellulose. They're all carbon, and it's not a good mulch. They don't stay in place that well, and when they do, there's a possibility, strong one, of nitrogen drafting and not being healthy for the surface of the soil. The most important part of the soil is the surface. It's what goes on right under the mulch and right on top of the rest of the soil. That's where you have the ideal conditions for biological activity and for some of the most important root growth, those root hairs, mycorrhizal fungus and all that you're trying to get to grow. And that's going to be the most healthy under a couple of inches of shredded native tree trimmings mulch, just like would happen in the forest. It also happens in a thinner layer and a little bit different texture on the prairie. It's what nature does. And putting something out that has an artificial dye in it, that has questionable chemicals, and it's all wood, is just not the nice balance in giving the growth to those microbes in the soil, which is the key to the whole organic program. Everything I talk about here on the show is about how to stimulate the biological activity, the microbes, the microorganisms in the soil. It's what everything is about. And having that rich, healthy biological activity is what is transferred to the health of the plant and gives you good production, gives you a very, very limited number of problems from insects or diseases, and is why the whole organic program works so well. I am Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Go to the website and fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. You'll get the free newsletter. If you want to join the membership area, the Organic Club of America, it's explained there, the green button over there on the left side of the page. Enjoy the rest of your week, or the beginning of the week, I guess, and wherever you are in the United States or some other country, enjoy your gardens in the meantime, and don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you next show.